Ladies and gentlemen, I bring in the changeable Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
It's going to continue to change. I'll tell you that right now.
You know, I'm looking at the weather now. I'm saying, well, all of a sudden, it doesn't look so bad. But then again, it's only Thursday, and we've got to go to Saturday and Sunday. It's kind of like watching. Remember in the old days, the video game, the Pong, how you had that little white dot that you hit across a line? And that's what it's like. It's like watching the weather forecast. Boop.
Boop. Boop. Or yeah, like follow the bouncing ball. Yeah.
Boop.
Yeah.
Boop.
Right.
Computers, don't you love them?
Oh, why you say that? Oh, you mean because of computer models?
Yeah, that's right. Oh gosh.
Well, anyhow, yes. Let's get on to this, and let's talk about. Let's talk about what is going to happen here. Let's rephrase that. Let's talk about what I think may happen here.
Okay.
I think that's a better way of putting it, because I just don't like what I see this morning. It's all over the place again, and that's a problem when we come to weekends. I don't think there's too much of a problem today. You know, we have clouds, and we should wind up with a partly sunny day today, 75 to 80. Now, if the clouds hold out longer and we don't get as much sun, it won't make 80. It probably will only make 75. But nevertheless, we don't expect any rain. Clear tonight, 50 to 55. Sun and clouds, low 80s for Friday. So all of that is okay. On Friday, a front will come through with little, if any, precipitation from what I could see. Just that there will be cloudy periods with the front. Now, the front stalls over the mid-Atlantic, so that should allow Saturday now to be partly sunny. I know I'm saying it's turning cloudy with showers developing. There's still a slight chance that that may happen if the front begins to move north. And if it does happen, it won't happen until late in the day, Saturday or Saturday night. So much of your day should be rain-free. Now, our Euro model is suggesting that there will be rain coming in Saturday night, but we'll move out Sunday. And on that basis, partly sunny in the mid-70s for Sunday. But the North American model is indicating that it's going to be the opposite, that Saturday will be the nice day and Sunday will get gray. So we have different scenarios all over the place this morning, and it's all trying to determine what will happen to the front. Will it stay south? Will it come north? And if it comes north, that's when we get the gray weather and the wet weather. And that could not happen at all over the weekend. So we may be able to squeak through it. Why is this such a problem with the computer models? Because we're going into what we call a REX block. A REX block, R-E-X. When we go into a REX block, it's not an Omega block. We have an actual high sitting up in Canada, and this is in the upper atmosphere, and lows are able to pass just underneath it. And whenever we get into a blocking situation like this, or about to go into a blocking situation like this, the computer models have to try to grab the transition. And each of the equations of the computer models are different, so they all their output will all be different. And it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. I do feel that by tomorrow, everybody will be on the same page. So we'll be able to let you know tomorrow whether or not you're going to have any rain over the weekend. And if you are, when will it be? I certainly don't see, number one, I certainly don't see a rain out for the weekend. So that's the good news. Number two, I don't see the weekend being sunny from start to finish. But on the other hand, it's not going to be rainy from start to finish either. So it may be a 50-50 weekend. It could actually be even better than that. Let's hope. We'll keep our fingers crossed, and we'll take it from there.
All right. Well, now, getting down to important things. This morning, I always get up around 3:15, 3:30. Mm-hmm. This morning, my Blink camera in between 3 and 3:15 is going bleep, 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 bleep. So I'm saying, what is this? Is this the bear? I said, I hope it's not the bear because I got to take the dogs out, you know, right around 3:30 for just a quick, you know, constitutional.
Yeah, right.
So I go flip on the camera and take a look. In the course of 15 minutes this morning, two deer, two neighbors' cats, and a skunk all decided to come up and look at my front door. The two cats, they don't look. They just come up. They like they own the place. And the deer was very leery. It stood at the front of my little deck there and kind of just looked around, see what was going on. Lots of wildlife activity at the zoo.
I was just going to say, what does that mean?
I don't know. Castle Miles was the zoo was open today.
And wow.
My neighbor's cats, whoever's cats these are, they're not missing any food, I can tell you that. If you take a look at my Facebook page, you'll see these cats are healthy cats. These are big cats. They're not missing many meals. So, I don't know.
Well, that's interesting. Do you always have active wildlife like this?
It's becoming more and more active. I think, you know what, I think amongst the wildlife population, they're spreading the news that there are cameras around my house and they want to get on TV. I think you know, the cats are speaking to one another, and the skunk spoke to the deer, and the bear, well, the bear just doesn't care. I mean, bear shows up whenever they want to show up. So it's really amazing.
I think so. I think it's,
it's fun to look at.
I think it's amazing how wildlife is getting acclimated to humans.
Yeah, it's no doubt about it. But it's always interesting to know what's crawling around out there at night.
yeah, in the night. The creatures of the night.
The creatures of the night. That's exactly right.
Creatures of the night, boy. That's why up at the lake, you know, up there at night, you know, of course, we're in a valley. And remember, around the lake, there were no street lights. So everything is so black.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful. You know, we have to take Shirley out for a walk in the evening before going to sleep. And you have to be careful. Yeah. I mean, I take a flashlight with me, but I'm still nervous. Yeah. Because you never know what's going to jump out of the woods.
That's right. You see a bear, your flashlight's not going to do you any good.
not at all. And, you know, there's a lot of animals up there. There's no doubt about it. Right. I bet you if I had one of your cameras and I kept it there all week long while I wasn't there, I'd have a barrage of footage.
That's exactly right. You would. You would.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed. All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow morning, and hopefully we'll get the skinny on the forecast.
Well, you know, if you don't get it tomorrow morning, you'll never get it.
That's right, because it's Friday. That's right. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast.